There, I was over at the hospital one night in Agra with, because a GI sent for me, and he asked me if I would write a letter to his parents because he had a rotten cold. And I said, of course. So sat down beside him and we talked, and he really looked terrible. And the next day he died, and it was the first polio, first person in the GIs to get polio. And then we had an epidemic. So then I was quarantined. Well, in order to keep the morale up, you simply did not advertise it. So what are we going to do? I'm supposed to be working, and I can't sit in my Quonset hut, in my partial Quonset hut. So I decided the best thing to do was to do everything outside. And so we had volleyball games. We sort of dug out of the dirt a sort of golf course. Mm-hmm. The supply officer scrounged up some clubs. We did golf. And we had competitions, boring competitions like horseshoes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But anything we could think of. And every morning, because nobody knew how to treat polio, we didn't have those shots. They weren't invented. Every morning I had to go over and have my mouth and nose sprayed. I mean, so every morning.
How long were your days usually?
Nine to five. I mean, yeah, typical okay. 9 to 5. Then you go to the radio. Then you take a Jeep to your quarters.
Right.
They were terribly long days. And we went through, we said, heck, we know about monsoons, we know about dust storms, but so what? You know, we can handle that. We had no idea that a monsoon came just like whoosh, and you were drowning. We didn't have the proper equipment to even walk around outside. It went on and on and on for days and days and days, and everything was soaked. And then in direct contrast, when the dust storms came, no problem. We'll just put some handkerchiefs over our faces when we're in open Jeeps or trucks. No way. There was no way to keep the dust out. We plugged every window, every door. If anybody even left a door ajar, they were dead. We had dust in our hair, our eyes, our noses, our ears, all over. I mean, we were just a mess. And so that was our taste, pretty much, of Agra.